Joy in the Box. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. As stated before in my previous lesson, The Christmas Angel, during the Christmas season I made hundreds of angels as jewelry to give away to friends and strangers as gestures of God's love. I put them in a box that had a Christmas sticker that pictured Joseph, Mary, and the baby Messiah, Jesus Christ. In large letters, the sticker said joy. Little did I know the spiritual significance of that statement. I was reminded of the furniture in the tabernacle and the temple. Pots, pans, angels, candlesticks. That wasn't a person and had no thoughts or feelings, but were sanctified and set apart for God's purpose and had spiritual significance for the children of Israel. Exodus 25. The box that contained the Christmas angels and the giving of those gifts witnessed to others a spiritual significance that I could not have imagined. These angels represented to people joy, love, kindness, hope, and cheerfulness, with no donation or exchange of money in any form. When I opened the box of joy that contained the angels, I heard every kind of statement, such as, "These are so beautiful, comforting, that's so sweet. You don't know how much this means to me. My mother passed away 5 weeks ago, and this means so much to me. I am waiting for a liver transplant, and I just want to see my grandchildren. You made these? These are amazing. I love them so much. They brought tears to my eyes. Are you an angel? This is so kind. Can I give you a hug? You made my day," etc. It reminded me of the scripture in Luke 6:38. "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." Luke 6:38, New King James Version. How many times have we heard this verse used in our church services to appeal for money for tithing, building projects, parking lots, etc.? Have you considered that anything that you give, good or evil, will be returned to you? Kindness, anger, peace, war, hate, love, etc. On Wednesday, December 21st, right after my wife and I had enjoyed our weekly Bible study with our friends the Weavers, they requested that we go to a Mexican restaurant for lunch. It was a nice Mexican restaurant that is a national chain in the United States and is quite expensive. The food is good, and there is a waitress there that my wife and I have talked to several times. We greeted her, and I asked her, "Did I give you one of my Christmas angels?" She said no, and I opened my Christmas joy box with my Christmas angels, and I told her to pick one of the angels in a color she would enjoy. Her face turned joyous with much appreciation. Then another waitress seated us at our table. I opened the box of joy containing the angels and offered her one for herself, one for her mother, and one for her sister. She appreciated this very much. I told her, "Please send all of your waitresses, anyone that would want a Christmas angel, to our table. They are free, no charge, and no donation." Before long, groups of waitresses were coming to our table, receiving angels and expressing joy. One of our friends said to me, "Look at the joy on their faces." Even the cook came out twice and received an angel and began to share with us his problems. Before long, joy was all over the restaurant. This emboldened me to start going to tables and offering them the free angels. We gave almost 2 boxes of angels away. Finally, we said, "It's been a while and we haven't received our ticket." The waitress said, "Your order was deleted from our computer." We were stunned. A lunch for 4 that was quite expensive had been paid for. We had simply given and had been given back, just as Luke 6:38 states. Even going out the door, we were joyous and giving away angels outside. On December 24th, Christmas Eve, my wife and I went to a well-known Chinese food franchise that was quite expensive. The wait in line was all the way to the door in the restaurant. People were everywhere. Again, I started handing out free Christmas angels. You should have seen the joy on these people's faces. There was a spirit of thankfulness and gratitude. We were seated and I offered our waiter a free angel, which brought him much joy. I told him to send all the waiters and waitresses to table 13 if they would want a free Christmas angel. Before long, people from all over were coming to table 13 with joy receiving these angels. Someone at a large table was celebrating a birthday. It was a large table full of people from India. I was emboldened to go to the table and pull out from that box of joy angels that were passed around the table. Both men and women from India received these angels of joy. I wish you could have seen the joy that was produced in that restaurant. We asked that our leftover food be packed up so we could take it home, and we asked for our ticket. We were told that someone had paid for all our supper that night. What are the chances of two free meals, first with our friends, and second with my wife and I, to be given to us within 3 days? God's word is true. Give love and you will receive love. Give gifts and you will receive gifts. Or give hate and you will receive hate. I am overwhelmed with the accuracy of God's word. Go and be someone's miracle today. Walk in the good works that God has pre-planned for you to live in. God has made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God made us to do good works, which God planned in advance for us to live our lives doing. Ephesians 2:10, New Century Version.